Hi, and welcome to the Art of the Profitable Lifestyle Gym podcast. I'm Chris Thorndike, a 14-year practicing brick-and-mortar gym owner. In this podcast, we'll talk you through how to grow your gym membership base with long-term members, how to create a consistent flow of leads, and how to enjoy running a gym that gives you the income you need to live the lifestyle you want. I'll show you how to pay yourself $5,000 a month take home and make $5,000 a month in gym profit.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. We are super excited to be back this week. And yeah, just get started. We're going into the last week of November, and then next week is December, which is crazy. Another year has gone by. It's so funny. I remember reading that years feel much longer when you're little. But then when you get older, they fly by, and I feel like that's true.
100%.
What do you think?
Yeah. It this year alone, like, just, I feel like I blinked. And when you have kids too, I think the same is said, where all of a sudden all these new skills and abilities and words start to form. And, I think on one end too, it's good. It means that you were, I don't know, busy and focused, and, you know, you're passionate about what you're doing in your life. I think that's also a part of, you know, you don't have enough days in a year because you're just so excited what you're working on.
Yeah. Did you feel that the year that you first became a dad went by faster or slower than, like, your normal, quote unquote years?
That's a funny question. So I think the first year felt so slow. And it's because there's so much adjustment in your routines and your habits and your norms. Like, literally, once you bring this kid home, you're like, they're going to give me this kid? Like, I can just walk out of the hospital with this kid. There's no manual. There's no, you know, how-to video, right? Like, I should feel like something should come. But it's just like this, boom, it's all happening. And it's on you to create this whole new world. So it's very, it felt, at least for me and my wife, like, we felt really slow because it was just, everything was new and hard, and like, felt like you're treading, you know, through muck, trying to really, like, this is, why is everything so hard? We were, you know, we can't even do sleep well. And so, yeah, to your point, I think once we got past that, life really started, you know, moving in. So, yeah, it is interesting around the holidays. I try to think back and reflect on memories and moments, because blink an eye, you can just on to the next thing and not really feel like you've got significance.
Yeah. For sure. This year, my family is taking a family trip for the first time in, oh my gosh, since 2002.
Wow. Yeah.
So you're almost overdue. 20 years. Yeah, for sure. It's like, we very rarely do four of us. So it's my mom, my dad, my brother, and I. And now, like, Jared, my husband, will come along, and my brother's girlfriend. So we've never done that since we've been, like, adults. So it's usually, like, my brother and my mom and I went on a trip when we were, like, in high school. And so, like, this is the first time we'll all be, like, on a trip together, which is really exciting, but it's also, like, a very complicated planning for, like, all these different people and, like, you know, who's coming in, who's flying in, who's, you know, like, yeah, just different parts to coordinate. So I've never done it. So it's just been like, oh, wow, this is a little bit of a puzzle trying to get everybody on the same page.
It's funny. You know, we're going to be diving into, you know, this topic of why, you know, PT holds back group fitness models from scaling. And it made me think about when you were telling me the story offline about all the challenges of planning this trip. There's so many bottlenecks slowing this thing down from feeling smooth, or even, like, getting the right people there and, like, everyone on the same page. And that is such a great, you know, analogy for how it can feel as a business owner trying to get their business to scale and grow.
Like all the moving parts. Yeah.
Yeah. All the moving parts and certain things, ways of doing things make time feel slower, harder. And you have to step back and question, like, is it worth it? Is there a better way? Is there a different way of doing things? And I think it applies to so many things, whether it's vacation, whether it's business. Those are the moments that we're really trying to seek out. How do we make things more enjoyable, easier to run and experience? So what a great lead-in for today's topic for both planning your upcoming trip and holiday. The funny thing is, guys, we were talking about this and I was like, I have a solution for you. Just book the trip, pay for everything, and then just invite everybody and say, hey, we booked the house and plan the trip on these dates. We'd love you to come.
That's funny. But yeah. So the topic today is going to be why PT is actually a revenue bottleneck. So we've been having conversations with some of you guys, and this has come up that, you know, I was told to do by someone at some point during my business to offer PT sessions when someone enrolls. So the idea here is, you know, I'm going to onboard them correctly. They're going to be safe. They're going to get to know the movements. They're going to like vibe with the culture. I'm going to make sure that they are onboarded correctly. And the way that this is packaged and sold to new members is, well, your first month is going to be, you know, $300, $400 a month for 3 months, but you get, you know, 9, 12, 15 PT sessions. And then you can also jump into the group whenever you want during this 3 month period. And then from there, you'll continue on with your, you know, your normal offer, your core offer, which is group training. And what we have heard a lot of gym owners run into is there's a bottleneck when it comes to time, right? Because in a PT first model, the big resource that no one talks about, the thing that this whole model anchors to, is time, right? And time is actually the most valuable resource. You don't really want to service people one-on-one. That's why you opened a group training gym, right? And so what's happened is all of these gym owners who like open the gym to train group have found themselves in this model that really is focused on serving people one-on-one, doing PT first. And they're just seeing that there is this like huge bottleneck that comes when you run out of time. So yeah. Chris, I don't know if you have, I mean, I know you have thoughts, but what are your thoughts?
I think it's a great analogy just to slide in there, where a lot of, you know, the gyms that, you know, we've dealt with who really had a strong personal training background, and they're wanting to slide into group because the money might be good, but they don't have their time, like you're saying. And that can be really like a feeling of being stuck in your business, feeling like your schedule is something you're not in control of. And nobody wants to feel that way. You know, as we make decisions to become business owners, we want freedom. We want control. We want to build. And we don't really want anyone holding those things back.
Yeah.
And you're kind of pigeonholed into this schedule, time for dollars. And I'll be honest, a lot of group owners, you know, went down this path, maybe for the right reasons, but it's bad advice, especially if you love and are passionate about group training and that's how you want to serve. And it's almost like this broken bridge that you're trying to go from your point of sale into your group program, but they have to go through this bridge that doesn't really make sense to cross when the whole point of the experience is to showcase the value of group, showcase the power that it has, not just for the client and the results they want, but also to have your process set up in a way that allows you to scale and find the value of why so many personal trainers eventually want to go to group to make more money and to get their time back. So yeah, absolutely not enough time to work on the business. And way too many people are working in the business referencing all the personal hours they're putting in that they wish they could be, you know, contributing to their business and getting it to truly scale, not just create time for dollars.
Yeah. And when you get in that position where you're like, okay, I ran out of time, your next sort of move is, okay, I'm just going to hire a coach to continue to grow. And like we've talked about in previous episodes, if your growth requires using more of a resource, so more people, more income, then you're not really, that's going to not ultimately serve you because you want to get to a point where you're scaling and not just growing. And so right. What ends up happening is, you know, I don't have time, so I'm going to hire a coach, but in order to hire a coach, I need to find a coach and I need to train the coach and there's so much upfront cost to get someone in that role and finding the right person, keeping them motivated and, you know, all of these things. And it might be like this coach may not even want to do PT. They actually might want to do group. So it's like, it almost feels like you're forcing this thing that doesn't make sense to come together because somebody told you it was a good idea, but we are here to tell you there's actually something better. There's a better solution to the, how do I keep onboarding safe and profitable? And for us, that is, you know, just the idea of this group baseline onboard. So Chris, if you want to unpack that?
So when you start really looking through the lens of scale and appreciating what you started and why you started it and saying, hey, you know, I'm going to get serious about onboarding my clients in a way that works for me, that works for the client. And it really allows me to fulfill what I want for a client as a coach. And what I mean by that is we look at it through three different thoughts. The first being, we have to onboard in a way that is profitable. I get it. A lot of coaches out there say, well, it makes great money to do PT. I understand that. However, when you combine that with an offer that also includes, you know, a group program for a month, like you described, when you really break down the math, that's not adding up to the full profit, right? You're using a lot of energy up front from someone's personal time. And then in many ways, you're using all of that revenue up to pay that person and there's nothing left over to afford the group training. So we have to understand that onboarding in our group baseline model is profitable. It's scalable because it gives you your time back and your income. And then lastly, I want what every other coach wants from an individual training side is I want safety. I want quality. I want this person to truly feel like I have reviewed their movement. I have understood their goals and they absolutely align with what they're going to receive in terms of fitness and the group environment. And that's nothing different from a personal trainer that says, hey, I can control the training program, the intensity, the movements, if they have issues going on, I have complete control over that. And my piece for you guys out there that feel like you have to give that up when you go to a group, you know, baseline model. And I'm saying, no, what we're doing is qualifying who's ready for group. What we're doing is verifying that they are the right client to experience this style of training. Okay. So we're achieving the same things, just differently.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it is just these false beliefs that, you know, I need PT to keep people safe. Right. It's necessary. it would be irresponsible of me to just throw someone in there. And like, yes, if someone is going into straight to group without any sort of onboarding process, like that's not going to serve them. But we're not saying don't do that. We're saying onboard in a group baseline, which is very different than like an on-ramp or a, you know, like a group program before your real program of foundations. It's a one class, like group baseline. And I think another thing that, people believe is like, well, I need to offer PT in order for me to make good money. And that is another false belief, because it's like, no, because if your group is priced at the right rate, which most gym owners are undercharging for their group training, if they got to a point where they're charging at the right profitable rate, then you don't need PT to make good money. Your core program is going to make the money that you need to, you know, have a professional salary and pay yourself consistently and be able to, you know, invest and do all the things you want to do without having to, you know, sell PT to like make an extra 800 here or 500 there. It won't be necessary because your business is built the right way.
Right. And when we talk about building businesses the right way, we look at the ROI, you know, and the ROI has to do with how much work and time does it take to make that money and create a really valuable experience. And, you know, I found too, is like, there are issues with going PT from, let's just say the moment you fill up as an owner, and you say, all right, well, I'm going to do 3 to 5 hours of personal training a week. And for those of you guys that have done this, you know what that's like to be in those hours and to feel that work and, you know, fit them in around, you know, your classes. Well, when it comes to essentially wanting to make more to provide for other areas of your business or resource wise, a lot of our owners out there saying, I feel stuck because I have to hire. I have to train someone. I have to manage them before I can actually add any more PT appointments, any more new people into the mix. And that's a lot of work, a lot of effort, and a lot of honestly skill just to say, I want to make more money in your business. Gosh, that's exhausting me just saying that. All that, you know, combination of things, guys, is exhausting to think about, let alone carry out. And what we're saying is there's a better way to do that. And it starts with you guys wrapping your head around that we can achieve the same level of quality and safety when done in this group baseline model and without giving up the net income that's going to come from that, not paying another coach the majority of the revenue coming in for that program. And we've got to start recognizing this is something you guys need to stare at. If you're feeling and experiencing what we're talking about, this conversation needs to be kind of paused on for you, because this is what you could be missing.
Yeah. Even you saying that, when you were kind of explaining that, I had a thought that was like, if you need to wait to be able to add more revenue into your business, then you have the wrong business model, right? Like if your business is set up in a way where like you can't always just like enroll in a consistent, steady pace, but you kind of have to like halt things because you need another resource, which is a person, like a coach, or you need to train them, or you need to hire. If you have to pause making revenue, you have the wrong model, because your model should be able to, at any point with the people that you have and the resources that you have, be able to continue to bring in revenue. And so I thought that was like just interesting, the way that you explained that made me think about it in a different way. But yeah, let's dive into the strategy, right? So if someone's like, okay, I want to figure out a different route, another alternative, a new way to onboard that is safe and profitable, like, what is that? What does that look like? we have named this a group baseline, which again is different than on-ramp, different than foundation. So go ahead and explain to us like how this works and logistically, and then also like how it keeps clients safe.
Yeah, so we've talked about this in the past, and I appreciate several ways of onboarding clients, right? Like there's multiple ways to achieve, getting someone into the core program that you're offering and in the style of fitness that you're doing. We just happen to focus on group. And we outline that there's, several ways of doing this. Well, when we look at group baseline, we're finding that overwhelmingly, this is a better use of the owner's time. And I think it's a bigger win for both the business and the client. So how we have to look at this is if you're looking at your onboarding right now and you say, hey, the step before onboarding is enrollment. Okay. It goes enrollment. Onboarding is like the initial experience with the client and getting to know them physically. Okay. So it's past the sale point. Then the actual program begins. Okay. So there's that three-step kind of thought process, and we're hyper focused on the group baseline. So what we recognize is that point of sale, someone is going to be scheduled into a group appointment. Why? Because we are group coaches. We are a group program. So we are authentic. We believe that our product begins immediately. There's no delay to it. There's no other style placed in front of it. We are all in on group, because we believe that that's what this person needs to be successful. It's what they want. It's what they were really looking for as an experience. You know, our clients are social. Our clients, want to connect with people. Our clients want to be motivated in that environment. So delaying that, honestly, is a drop-in service, okay? So that initial up to four is typically where this is done best. And, logistically, we have a class of four, and I like to have two appointments a week. Generally, we place those in the mornings. They can be placed, to coordinate with a schedule. But the reason I say mornings is we include two key aspects of the baseline. One is a body composition, the other is fitness. And the reason this is important, guys, is when this is your day one experience, it serves two different things. It serves as a qualifier for this person to physically be reviewed by a coach to kind of get the stamp of approval that, yes, this person's going to be successful in our class environment. If it's a no, they're going to get referred to a different program or potentially personal training if you do it. We don't do personal training in my facility, so I refer out to another company or someone I trust. So that's really an important part, Andre, is just saying, hey, that's how all in we are at the group model, and for the reasons we said. The other part of the aspect of doing the group baseline, twice a week up to four people, I can enroll eight people a week times 4 weeks, that's up to 32 people. I don't know why I would ever want to, have that many people going through, onboarding at once, but it's there. So when you talk about limits, as someone's trying to book someone, two to five times within a week, you're not going to have much availability for more than just a client or two when you've got that personal training model. So when we really look at the structure and the logistics of it, up to four people in a single group onboarding experience, we're assessing the body composition. We're assessing the current level of fitness. And what you end up with, and here's the sweet spot, guys, is essentially a report card of saying this is their current present level of fitness and body composition. And as they go through the program, we can always bring them back into that same appointment and assess their progress and showcase the result and the outcome. And when you run it that way, it allows you to onboard more people with less time in the same level of quality as you go through the movements with them, as you showcase your coaching, as you get them to experience truly what group has to offer and why it's such a valuable part of them connecting with people, learning exercises, being given feedback, shown how to do things properly. It is so valuable for them to say, man, I'm excited. And not only am I excited, I got a real perspective on where my day one is. And as I go through this program, 90 days from now, I get to reassess my progress and see my results and be validated that what I'm doing is working. That, in a nutshell, is the group baseline.
Yeah. And I think something else to note in that is, and you mentioned this, you offer it twice a week. Mm-hmm. You place these appointments either before your Saturday classes. So if your classes start at 9:30, your group baseline's at 8:30, or after your morning, one of your morning shifts. So like Monday, you have your 5:30 class or 6:30 class, and then at 7:30, you have a baseline appointment, is really, really key, because think about the cost of onboarding with a group baseline and the cost of onboarding with a PT model. With a group baseline, you're just asking a coach to like stay an extra hour, 2 hours after that morning shift to cover that baseline, the group baseline experience. And then same thing for the weekend shift, right? And so it's a lot easier to do that, and a lot lower of an onboarding cost than, okay, now I have to hire a coach and I have to pay them for these 9 PT sessions that are going to take, you know, probably weeks to actually carry out. And so this is what we mean by there is a simpler way to run your business. Like, can this make money? Sure. If you pay yourself and you're not hiring anyone, but then there's a bottleneck. Can you, you know, just like outrun like the bad model by just having more and more coaches? Yes. But now you have a complex model. You have all these coaches that you're training, hiring, managing, and you're not making as much as you want, or you're making money, but you're also putting in a lot of work. So it's like what kind of business do you want to build? Right. And that's why we recommend like a simple business model.
Right. And to your point of, you know, really taking a look at what resources you have currently and, you know, not needing to create more, you know, to your point of creating shifts, this is a great deal for coaches because they can come in a block of time. You know, no one is coming in and then coming back later because it's some random time throughout the day to please this client. This is a scheduled, you know, class hour essentially designed for onboarding. So that absolutely is an efficient use of the business time as well as the coach's time. And lastly, you already have trained coaches ready to serve this type of purpose. You don't need to go out and promote and hire and interview and train and go through all that exhausting. Nope, you're ready to do this right now. Most of you will start to realize that I can go from only being able to enroll 1 or 2 people to the point where I just mentioned up to 32 people in this model. That radically changes your mindset when you say, hey, I feel stuck or I feel limited or capped. Completely evaporates.
Yeah. And then that allows you to, you know, have that lifestyle that you want and the income that you're wanting. I think a lot of the times with you know, building your gym, it has become like I can either make a lot of money, but I'm constantly working. I'm constantly having to like run these programs and do these things. And, you know, it's a very, you know, just hard lifestyle because you're working all the time. You're bringing in a lot of money, but you're working a lot. And on the flip side, it's like, well, you know, if I don't do that, then I'm not going to make money. And so this is a solution that gives you both. It gives you the lifestyle freedom that you want as a business owner and CEO, and also the income that you need as a professional, right? Like you can have both. I think a lot of the times we get sold this message of like, you know, you just need more, you just need to do more, you just need to sell more, you just need to do, you know, like do an upfront sale, or you need to add this. And it's like, no, you can actually create a very profitable, simple business model doing less. You just have to do less exceptionally well. So
love that. Yeah. I kind of close on my thoughts like this, where when you are really focused on finding the right clients, the ones that will stay with you long-term, because at the end of the day, that's what we're all seeking. And you can understand what qualifications a group client has, what traits, what characteristics, and you start to recognize those things and see them in this group onboarding, it gets me excited because I know that they're going to be a long-term fit from that moment forward, and they're getting exactly the experience they need. If you try to help everybody, anybody, sure, that can happen in personal training. But what may be the issue you're running into, guys, is people not lasting, or people turning over quicker. And in some cases, personal training will allow you to take on a lot of different types of clients, but not the right clients for your group. So you may be funneling the wrong types of clients in by running the wrong onboarding model. So if you're serious about growing your group, it's time to go all in on group and the benefits of doing it. And one of the ways that you need to start right away is going group onboarding into group classes. And that's when you get cohesiveness and an alignment that really starts to transform your business.
Yeah. So if this is something that you want to learn more about, if you are currently running a PT model and you're like, this just is not working for me, or you have never even considered something else, like you didn't know something else was out there, we just want to offer that there is another solution. There is a way to make good money, make PT money, doing group. So if you want to learn more about this, you know, just this strategy and this way to onboard, you can learn more by heading to factoryforge.group. That is factoryforge.group without the www. And then request to join in that group. We do a lot of like trainings that are more tactical, right? So here we're talking about the theories and the concepts and giving you, you know, some takeaways. But if you want us to like show you the process, that is a great group to be in. So yeah, just head there and request to join, and we would love to see you. Thanks, guys.
See ya. If you're ready to start growing your membership base with long-term clients and building a gym that gives you income and lifestyle, then I want to invite you to apply to my program, where I'll show you how to pay yourself $5,000 a month, take home, and make $5,000 a month in gym profit without spending all of your time working by implementing our proven process, the Lifestyle Gym Model. Head to factoryforge.com/apply to apply to work with us.